is those little kiosks, you know, those little things that are all down the middle of the malls selling stuff. And I kid you not, Joni, it was some kind of foot. It was some kind of foot cleaning, massaging something. I saw a dude in some sandals and there was a bucket of water. And I was like, no, ma'am.
Nope.
What is going on?
You didn't get
on?
A little pedicure there, huh?
No, ma'am. It was a dude. And it's the food court is right there. I'm like, what is going on? I got to get out of here.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? Well, stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
It is 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm not at school.
We're bright little rays of sunshine.
We are. And look, I'm wearing a caftan just for you.
Let me see. Which one you got on?
It's the green one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. That's so cute on
it's,
you.
Yeah, it's quite comfortable. It's like being wrapped in a sheet.
That's exactly what we want. That's exactly what we want. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, how the goals change.
Oh, how the... I'm telling you, low-level goals, guys. It's low-level goals. It's what we're about. And you can feel really good about yourself.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get into it. This is episode 41. Welcome to Designer Cornbread. 41. That's it.
Episode 41. All right.
Joni's got lipstick on.
I do. I am dressed.
She's got her caftan on. You're not dressed. You're in a caftan. Don't even lie.
No, but the point is it's summer and I have on makeup.
This is true. She does.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And I've said before, and you'll hear me say it in August when I have to go back to school and I put makeup on again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, I look like a clown.
I know. It's like same because I just put on like tinted sunscreen and some mascara. And then you're like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's how it goes. So let's get caught up. So I'm back home and I don't have a pool. Let me tell you what, Joni, I got home and it legit all last week was in the 90s here.
Did you go through withdrawal?
Yes. I didn't have a pool. It was hotter here than it was in Savannah last week. It was ridiculous. Muggy.
Well, like, it's gone hot here this week. So
we've hit full blown summer. So that's just fine. Which is fine, but as I say, I didn't have a pool to lay by.
Well, you know how to remedy that.
I'm
just come on
tell
back.
Tim to buy me a pool.
Drive south again.
I can't. I've got so much. Here's where I am right now, everybody. I have so much to do, and I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying, I have things that I need to get done, but I choose to make time for getting caught up on the Moscow, Idaho murders that happened. I need to get caught up on that story. Tim is copying. We're doing some copying of old videos onto our computer off of the old Hi8 video, you know, from when our kids were little, because we're doing some stuff for the wedding. And so we're putting that, and so we're transferring them. Well, I walk through the office, you know, and I'm helping them do it. And I see my little tiny people, my little tiny baby children, and I stop and I sit down, and there I am for an hour.
And that's okay.
It is. This morning, I watched Hudson Trotter get born.
Okay, maybe we don't need to know all that.
Well, C-section, but, it wasn't all, it wasn't, you know. Sorry.
Excuse me, let me take a drink of juice.
I did. That was the next video up. I stuck it in. Got it going, and all of a sudden it was like, there I am in the hospital. There's Tim with the video, just a videoing, and I saw my little, and well, I just about, that was just too much. A little, and I'd forgotten the cord was wrapped around his neck three times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came out, and it was the doctor's like, one, two, three. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But then I watched that, and then you watch when the it's when the older kids come to the hospital and meet their little baby brother. Well, that's it. I've been a disaster all morning. So it's just too precious.
That's where you are.
It's where I am, but I need to do other stuff, but I can't. I get sucked into the videos and it's just, it's precious. Their little voices are so precious. We watched the one of Avery getting born the other day. And it's so funny because you're like, you know, we had a little video of the night before, since that one was a scheduled C-section, we, you know, kind of knew what was going to happen the next day.
Right.
And so we were with Thatcher in his little bedroom, putting him to bed. He's 2.5 years old when Avery was born. And it's just like, there's no way that they can conceive what is about to happen.
Right.
Your kids, when the next one, when the first one comes along after, you know, the second one, I guess it is. So, you know, and he's 2.5. And you're obviously, you've talked to him and you're saying your little prayers, and tomorrow, you know, baby Avery comes or whatever. But there's no way they can comprehend that.
Right.
Like,
I remember going in, and of course, you know, I had C-sections as well. And so we knew what was coming. And I just remember going in that night before and putting JB to bed and kind of having a moment of goodbye.
Yep.
Not, you know, well, one, of course, JB's was such a traumatic birth. You know, you think I may not make it through, you know, who knows? But really just a goodbye to that only child, because, you know, in 24 hours, everything changes.
Yeah.
And I just remember, and a little bit of, you know, you're excited for the next one coming. You're excited your family's expanding and for what the brother and or sister is bringing. But I do remember just having that moment of, you're the only one that I've had to worry. You're the my only one, and letting that go.
Yeah. It's a little, know? It's, I mean, a little bittersweet, not mostly sweet, but it's a poignant moment because
it is.
More for that. I know but it's almost that idea of what you're saying is, I know that their world is about to really change more than I can adapt to it. Mine is too, because it's just been, you know, you get so close to that firstborn and because you spend so much of your time and effort focusing on them by themselves, you know. Where I think about like Avery being the middle child and then Hudson being, you know, she never had the by herself. Now the younger one gets it on the tail end.
On the tail end.
He may not want it. Yeah. They're like, leave me alone. Sheesh, Mom.
I do remember Streety, my oldest sister, just bemoaning the fact that, you know, how hard my parents were on her. And I have to be, you know, of course. And when I had kids, I said, Streety, I get it.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I said, your first one, you pour all of you into that first one, all of your dreams, all of your plans, all of your energy and emotion, everything goes in to that child. And I said, Streety, you are the golden child. And then the next one comes and you've kind of got, then it's, you know, one-on-one. You've got one parent with one parent with the other. And it's kind of balanced. I said, Streety, by the time it got to me, they just hoped I'd marry well.
Listen,
and
once you get three, you got to switch from the man-to-man to the zone defense. You're going zone. Tim, I'm like, you stay in that half of the house. If they come that way, they're yours. If they're in this room, I got them. Like, no, it's a completely different.
Yeah. I've always said John Garrett is the way John Garrett is because Caleb and Abram raised him.
Exactly. His Caleb and his friends.
Abram, just to explain, Abram is Caleb's best friend. They've been best friends since, you know, little bitty. And
it's so true.
So, but yeah, they've.
It's so true. And like, along with what you're saying, you know, that firstborn too, we have no idea what we're doing.
Right.
I mean, we have a lot of ideas, maybe, you know, and good and all, you know.
But you've also read, you know, I mean,
you've
honestly,
read.
You've
that's
been
what I mean. You've
nine
researched
months by yourself. You have listened to Dobson's focus on the family.
Yes. We've read Bringing Up Boys. We've done all the things. Yeah.
Yes. You've done all of that. And then that third one gets here and it is like, Katie, bar the door, somebody. And I remember even like being in the bathroom. I just need 5 minutes and little fingers coming under the door. You know, mom,
are you in there?
Just stop
no.
it.
No. Oh. I felt like Rabbit in Winnie the Pooh when don't they come knocking on his door? And he's like, I'm not here. It's like, oh no.
Mommy's just, been raptured.
Mama's not here. This is a recording. Oh no. But it just brings it all. It is exactly that idea of looking at his little face while we're putting him to bed. And we know, even though we don't fully know, but just as adults, you know, we totally understand. Everything's about to change, and there's no way he can even conceptualize it. It doesn't make sense.
They're resilient.
They really are. I think we think about it way more than, you know, whatever. But then he gets there the next day. So when in Avery Bourne video, and then Thatcher gets there with the grandparents and everything, you know, and you're just, again, he was pretty little, you know, and he looks at her and, you know, they kind of look, but they just don't know what to make of it. He was more interested in his sticker book than, you know, he was like, Grandmommy, show me my stickers. So, but then the Hudson one was so sweet. You know, Thatcher's older than he's 5. And then Avery's about 2.5, but she just was sort of enamored and just held him and just smiled and wanted to see his toes. And, you know, and they're so close. They're all, I was a mess. Anyway, people. That's what I'm doing instead of whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's good. I bought a Cracker Barrel dress. I needed to tell people about that. I sent you the picture.
Oh, welcome to my world. I did see that little gauzy.
I felt on my way home from seeing Joni. I stopped to stretch and use the bathroom at the Cracker Barrel at Dyersburg. And thought, oh, let me browse around, just stretch my legs. Well, I found a dress that was a beautiful magenta, solid color. Because they don't have a lot of solid in my color. Right. They tend to be more like patterny and softer colors. But it was this gorgeous, like magenta, gauzy material. Mm-hmm. Pretty, kind of a tiered sundress. It has kind of a little short sleeve, like ruffle thing. Anyway, and I was like, I don't have any dress that color. So I bought it. That the package
and that magenta will be beautiful on you.
It's my pink. It's my, you know, that and like
it's your girl color.
It is. And so I have a pink, I have a pink Cracker Barrel dress and I feel very proud of myself.
I'm telling you, I love Cracker Barrel clothes.
Listen, I walked all through that place and I'm like, this is Joni. Joni needs to see this. Where's she? Yes. I mean, I was like, they got full blown all kinds of good Joni.
It's the
Joni
store.
It is the Joni store. Yeah. And like I said, I got some little goos and that was that. So
little goos.
That's all I got. What else do you got? What else did you do when I left you? Did you just go into a depression?
Okay. I did actually. Okay. So, so let me start with one of my topics because this all goes together, but Wrangler's disease.
I saw that on here.
Wrangler's disease, y'all. This is a real thing.
It's a thing.
Started. I guess Boogie started it or coined the phrase.
Maybe he might have gotten the phrase, but it happened to.
I mean, it's so we would go to camp, and you know you are just on for months. You're just going and going and going, but it's not just that you're going. It is that you have to be on. Does that make sense? That you are.
Yes, it's a 24-hour when you're with the campers. Yeah. It's 24-hour. I mean, you're sleeping in the cabins, and if you're in charge of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
even and on the weekends, we would relax, but we'd kind of go hard playing.
But you're still around, and you're still around people. You know that you can't just be that you can't just turn off.
You don't just crash for a day, really.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you get home, and of course, and Boogie was a wrangler, and we were all with the horses and doing all these things, but you get home and for about 3 days, you don't move. I mean, it is
you come down pretty hard.
Come down pretty hard. And so my year this year, usually fall, I just go and go and go and go and go because I've got Mississippi State tailgate. I've got all the the high school football stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then you get into, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you just go. But normally when spring hits or the spring semester, mm-hmm. things calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, they did not this year.
They didn't know.
And there was a time, y'all heard me if you've been listening to it, in February, that within a week, I had a reception for 150 people. I had a luncheon at church for 120 people. Jeez. I had my Valentine's widow dinner that Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we fed the church again Wednesday night for about 100 people. That about put me down.
Really,
and
did.
I just never, and then, you know, and then it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
I remember recording that week and you were like, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
Like, I just talk to me. I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, and it just, things just never really, I mean, they weren't that intense, but it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. And I got to May and I thought, I have Wrangler's disease.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I'm even going to make it to graduation here. So I'm here to tell you, after you left, and I'm not good at making myself stop. I just am not good at that. And I did for about a day and a half. I made myself do nothing but, mm-hmm. you know, watch movies, and I didn't even go lay in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crashed.
Well, that's, you know what? That's what is needed sometimes, is you just to have no agenda, to have nowhere to go, to have nowhere, you know, you need to be, nothing to do, you know, it's just your body literally, you know, as we've talked about, college students get that where they almost always get sick at Christmas break or whenever, because they just...
You hit a brick wall.
And your body goes, oh, I can recover now. And you're like... No.
Yeah, well, and then we went yesterday, was Sunday, and we had the American Queen. Here's my Savannah report.
Oh.
The American Queen came down the river.
That's a beautiful riverboat, I assume. Is that a paddle boat?
It was not a paddle boat, I don't believe.
Okay.
But they came down river, and they have buses. They get off there at the little Wayne Gerald's Park, and they bus them into town. And so
that would be so fun.
We need to take a river cruise.
I'd love to do a riverboat. Yeah. I don't really want to go on the big ocean because there's lots of sharks out there and stuff, but
I could feed you to them. So, anyway, and Ron had to do, they had it set up in the Tennessee River Museum. They had a, Tennessee foods or whatever, and different vendors set up.
Oh, nice.
So Ron set up with this Kelly's Catch caviar.
Oh, cool.
And I did not go help him. I went down to the Wayne Gerald's Bluegrass, was playing at the farmer's market.
Yay.
And Monty, our little friend Monty, was playing and singing.
I didn't know he was a musician. You didn't tell me that. When I got to meet Monty this on this last trip, and he was delightful. He's hilarious.
He's
and his
hilarious.
Lovely wife.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he played. What did he play? What does he play, guitar or banjo?
He plays
guitar.
Okay. He may play some other things. I know he plays guitar.
Okay. I didn't know it would have made him sing for me.
Yeah. Y'all could have done a little performance.
We could have done a duet.
Could have. And he came over. Caleb looked at him and said, "Kay, and Caleb loves Monty." And Caleb said, "So when are we going to have a Derby reunion?
Oh,
and
no.
He started laughing. Anyway, and then Caleb said, "Well, hey, you know, all my friends are watching the playoffs. Why don't you come over tonight?" And, so then Monty and his wife, Rhonda, came over, and we watched Jimmy Buckets last night.
Oh, man, that was a game.
That was a game right
there. Yes, we've all been kind of update. We've been watching the NBA playoffs, which I'm not a big NBA watcher, but I prefer college. But the playoffs are fun. And
we're all enamored with Jimmy Buckets.
Well, let me tell you what. Jimmy Buckets. So that's Jimmy Butler. Is that his real name?
Yes.
AKA Michael Jordan's, allegedly a Michael Jordan's.
we are full-blown in the conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. We're there. We're in the conspiracy.
That he is Michael Jordan's son.
If you all look into it, there's some information about his mama, Michael Jordan, being in Houston at the time he was born. That's all we're going to say about it. And if you look at him, he sort of really resembles.
Well, and MJ. Here's the thing. I would look, I mean, like they were doing ads and stuff and I was looking down and I looked up and there was this black and white image on the television. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, MJ. And then I went, oh no.
Oh, no.
That's Jimmy Buckets. Right,
so allegedly don't come for us.
Yeah.
Legal, whoever.
Allegedly.
But I will say, so we're watching the finals. This is the final series, the Denver Nuggets and the Heat, Miami Heat. I'm going to take a spicy take, though. During the playoffs, anyhow, I'm not real impressed with Jimmy Buckets. I have not been wowed by him at all.
Yeah.
And everyone talked him up like he was the – now, apparently, there was a really great game right before I kind of – before the last series to get into this – that Miami played, whoever they played, to get into the last part anyway, where he had a great game. He had like 56 points. I mean, you know, he was crazy good. And anyway, but I don't know. Everyone's, you know, I have not been super impressed. I like, what's the guy's name? Jokic, the big dude from Denver Nuggets, man.
Yes, he's
unfreaking believable.
Was it 41 points last night? I think something. But what I love about him, he is so full of expression on the court.
What's amazing about him is, first of all, he's big. He's 7 foot tall. He's like 285. He's 7 foot tall, so he's ginormous, big old center. But I'm telling you what, that guy can dribble. I saw him dribble down a fast break.
Yeah.
And like ditch the ball. I saw him dribbling in and did like a behind the back dribble. Like, and his ability to see the floor and pass, he's so great at like dishing the ball off to people. Mm-hmm. He's not like any other big player, big guy I've seen play. He's very, very, I don't know. He can just do all the things. So I'm kind of leaning towards Denver, but they lost. The Heat won barely last night. It was a nail biter.
Yeah, I feel like that Denver will pull off the victory.
Well, I think anyway, they seem to be more consistent right now, but we shall see. We can keep you guys posted if you want, or even if you don't want. Whatever.
We're going to talk about what we want to talk about.
Again, we have to have sports to get us through to football. So, and I know baseball is going, but, you know, Mississippi State's out in that, in college. And then the Cardinals, I don't know what the Cardinals are doing right now. I don't think they're doing great. But I'll pop back in at the playoffs. I am a fair weather baseball watcher. I'm not going to lie.
I just have so much. I'd love to sit down on a lazy day and watch baseball. But here's what I also love. And this goes back, I know, to my childhood. I love sitting on the front porch and listening to it on a radio.
Yep. I listened. That's how I grew up, was just listening to it on Camo X.
Yep.
But yeah.
And my granddaddy would listen to them, and the, you know, just the hot nights with cool breezes flowing it. You know, it's just, there's nothing like those old radio guys. Mm-hmm. Love it. That is.
Now, I did see, and I don't know, I really haven't been keeping up, but I saw on Instagram a picture of Albert Pujols in a suit. They were saying, welcome, you know, good luck on your first commentating with the Cardinals.
Oh.
So I don't know if this was just like I'm surprised my dad, who loves, it just really respects and loves Albert and has followed his career really closely. But I'm surprised he didn't tell me about that. But maybe it's a one time. I feel like it looks like it's a new thing he's going to be doing. So I don't even know.
I love Albert Pujols.
I do too.
Okay,
so that's sports corner. I do have something else. Listen, I don't know if anyone else. I just came to the realization the other day that I go through my emails every morning and whatnot, you know, da 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 da. And I gotta say, I made a decision that I'm not going to fill out your review or your survey for your product or service or whatever I've used, or the doctor or the dentist or the Walgreens. I cannot do all that and do all your customer surveys.
Yeah.
And I get them and I appreciate it. It's really hard for me because I'm like, I believe, you know, it's kind of like that idea of if you don't vote, you don't get to complain about, you know, politics and the crappy leadership because you didn't even bother to, whether your people win or not, if you didn't even go to the polls, I don't want to hear about it. But so I kind of feel that way. I'm like, these places are trying to reach out and they want my opinion. You know, how many times do we complain about stuff and we go, you know, nothing's happening or they don't care. So all these people are reaching out and wanting, but I'm like, it's gotten to the point now, Joni. I just had to say, I can't, I feel guilty, but I'm like, I cannot. Dentists, haircuts, bank, Walgreens, Walmart,
Target. I'll be honest with you. Ugh. I rarely check my email. Unless I'm specifically looking for something, I don't check my email.
Well, I do it every morning. I clean it out. I keep my email real tight, unlike Tim, who has 50 million emails.
I guess I'm like Tim because I just don't. I mean, if I'm specifically looking for something, I'll check it. Now, my school email, you know,
well,
I check
that's because the thing, that's, because you and Tim and has his stays, work email. So you guys look at different.
That yeah. stays clean. That stays, yeah. you know, but my personal email, it's just even with all the filters, even with all the stuff, it's just too much.
I'm really good. I toot my own horn, but I'm good at keeping my emails and like, I'm really good at, unsubscribing.
Right.
Like, cause you know, you get on a million things, you sign
but, you
up
know,
for the
even
discount.
When I unsubscribe, I still get their emails.
Yeah. It true. Sometimes it
Once
doesn't work.
Once they have
right.
your address.
It's, yeah. You know. But you know, sometimes it takes a while, but I'm real good. Like if I ordered something, got a discount, whatever, a few months go by or a week or even the next email, I'm like, unsubscribe, you're out. But I'm telling you what, all this, fill out our survey, fill out this. We want to hear from you. I appreciate it, but I just can't do it. I cannot do it. I'm sorry, people. I hate to disappoint you, but.
Here's my email right now. I have Health State Store, Only in Tennessee, Bulldog Brew, Factor, YouVersion, Amazon, My Patriot Supply, Artie Rivers. He's a preacher. He's a good guy.
Okay.
Google location history, Swans, Sleep Number. I mean, just.
Oh, I know. Any product you've ever or service you've ever too. Had.
Yeah.
We'll send you emails till you die. Yep. But now they all want us to fill out a survey and give our opinions. And again, normally I'd be all about that because I appreciate them wanting to do better and learn, but it's just too much right now. I can't do it. I'm not doing your survey. I'm not reviewing your product. I'm sorry.
That wasn't even my promotions. I've got, good Lord. It's ridiculous.
You got to clean it out, girl.
That would take me forever. I mean, the amount of emails that I get every
I know,
day.
Because you're too behind. Y'all get
I just,
behind. That's
no,
same
I mean,
Tim.
If I were just every day, it would still be, I'm like, I just don't.
Well, that's why I know you got to unsubscribe. That's why I come to him. I'm like, why you don't even look at this emails? Why do you even keep getting them if you don't even look at them? Unsubscribe. People, I could do that for a business. Just help people get their
just go through
emails.
And do it. But I'm still going to get stuff. So
I know. So that's that. That was my realization this week of I'm like, okay. You know what? I'm just not doing it and I'm going to not feel bad about it. For some reason, I feel bad about when I don't do people's surveys. And then I just decided I'm a grown woman. I don't have to do them. So there you go. That's about it.
That is it. Well, listen, camp is in full swing.
What are you hearing?
Campers arrived yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's right. At Camp Ridge Crest and Crest Ridge. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So John Garrett, I heard, you know, first word from him this morning.
Oh, okay.
And he said he has two campers that he said they're just studs. And he said, and one wants to be the cabin clown. I said, did you tell him that you are the cabin clown?
Did you explain him that like, that position's been filled?
Sometimes the rooster comes home to roost on that one.
Exactly right. Yep.
So, and then he's got his skills. They start skills today. And so he is teaching rocketry, canoeing, outdoor living, and man skill.
Oh, those are great for him.
Yeah, aren't they?
Yeah, those are good for him. Yeah, man skill. Tell people this is one of our favorite skills. It got added kind of sometime mid when our boys were going.
Right.
Tell them, do you remember what man skill, some of the
man
stuff
skill,
they do?
I mean, they teach him how to like change oil in a car, change a tire. They teach him how to build a campfire. They teach him how to grill
A steak.
Grill a steak. They teach them how to tie a tie. Yep. Yep.
It's man skills.
It's man skills.
And it makes us so happy. And it makes us so happy that it's just called man skills, because that would be totally something we would have come up with back in the day.
Right. Like, yeah.
So it's so fun. And these boys, and you know, they just get to do all these little things and you know, really learn some practical stuff. And I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's
I love
great.
Man skill. They get to eat steak. So who doesn't want to be in man skill? That's amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, those are great classes. He's teaching a lot. That's a lot to teach in one term, well, really.
I think, do they do it like 3 and 3? I don't know how they divide
their
skills up.
They alternate. Yeah,
like,
but
3
I still
on
would
Monday
think
and
you'd stay in the same. I don't know how it's done now. I know they kind of alternate it a little bit. It's different than it used to be.
Have I told you about the bear? Have I told you the bear story?
No. Has there already been a bear?
So, no. So years back when Caleb was a counselor, I found a Sasquatch costume that I thought would be really fun to send him to camp. And so I did. And I'll tell Caleb's real quick. Caleb was going to go scare some people. But he heard somebody coming. And so he kind of jumped back in the woods a little bit. And he said, I didn't think anybody could really see me. And he's standing there kind of on the edge of the brush. And he said, but I accidentally stepped on a stick. Mm. And so this camper who was walking down the path turned and looked.
You guys.
And there's Bigfoot standing
you guys
on the edge.
Can you even imagine?
Said that camper went, oh.
Because he's upright, too. It's not even like he's a bear.
No,
he's
no.
Like,
John Garrett is putting, so now John Garrett takes it, and he's putting it on because he's going to scare his co-counselor. Mm. And so, but the co catches him putting on the costume.
Mm, okay.
And he looks at John Garrett. He said, go stand there on the ridge. And he said, but no. Go down on all fours. So he goes on all fours, and this one counselor is walking by and sees him and thinks he's a bear. He starts blowing the whistle, yelling, get out of here! Get out of here!
Did John Garrett run away?
So on all fours, he kind of just runs a little bit. Well, of course, when you're on fours, and you're running like a bear.
Yes.
And so then all of a sudden, all these other counselors come out.
No.
To
he could have got
him.
Bear sprayed.
He almost did.
So, would have died if he got
so
bear sprayed.
So one kid that he's, you know, not really impressed with starts, you know, he's out there. And so John Garrett starts charging him, running at him at the takeoff,
right,
running,
now.
Screaming. He is screaming at the top of his lungs.
He's terrorizing the campers.
And anyway, and then again, Scoggins, the two guys who were in like charge of everything, come running up and said, are you, I said, hey, what's going on? Are y'all okay? And John Garrett went, yeah. Or he charges at them at first and then starts laughing and takes off his, you know, his thing. And they said, dude, were about 4 steps away from getting sprayed.
No doubt. You were about to be a obliviated there with us. Oh my word. Okay, so the Sasquatch has made its appearance.
It has made its
this
appearance.
This year. Great. That's just, I'm sure, what they wanted. Those poor campers, man. That poor camper probably.
Can you imagine that with Caleb is the funniest thing?
It is. It really is. Oh my goodness. No. Well, what else? We don't have a whole bunch today, but anything else that you wanted to touch on? I know this might just be a short one. What are you, are you reading anything new?
I am not now.
You're kind of just holding, I know you just got off Wrangler disease.
Actually, I was actually starting to look for something to read.
Okay.
So
okay.
I would like something like Where the Crawdad Sings.
Yeah, like a good summer.
A good just summery. Yeah.
I wonder,
I don't know. Somebody send us some suggestions because
I know there's a bunch of new books that just came. You know, there's always a bunch of great ones, but I'm like you. I feel like unless I hear like someone on a podcast that I like or, you know, someone I know tell me about it, then I'm not real good at just trying something new.
I want a good story. Mm-hmm. I just want a story.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see what I am listening to. I will say, I got from my little library, and I'm listening to the Game of Thrones audiobook. Now, I don't know what anybody knows about Game of Thrones. I really didn't know that much about it. I mean, other than it was huge. You know, I never watched I just recently watched the show, and I will say, not for the children, not for, you know, there's a lot in the show, but I'm listening to the audiobook, and it's as no surprise, it's much better. It's not like it's not as explicit. The show gets it references some things and, you know, leads you to, but it's not as graphic and crazy as the show. So I'm really actually enjoying it. It's being read by a really great British narrator reader who does the voice. Yeah. So it's a very high quality. And I like that kind of story. It's kind of that obviously fantasy, historic-y kind of fantasy type of thing. But I just thought I was just looking for something like as I'm driving and doing trip. I'm like, just let me get something. And since I kind of already knew the story from the show, it's easy to track with all the characters. Anyway, I don't, you know, necessarily recommend it's whatever people want to do, but the book, the audiobook is actually, as most books are, better. It's very entertaining and very good and not as, I mean, there's still, it's still mature topics, but it's not like the show.
Hey, I do have a suggestion for people who have small children.
Oh, good.
And
give it to
when you are traveling, The Adventures in Odyssey. I don't know, because we had the CDs when our kids were little, and I don't know if they are on MP3 or whatever, but focus on the, surely they've got something.
I bet you can get them on your phone somehow.
But they were very, very good.
And yeah, kids loved those. I remember you guys had to listen to a lot of those. Yeah, that is great.
Yeah, they were good. You're traveling cross country
For your summer drive and all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. I mean, nowadays, again, it's so cool how, you know, like I said, I get a lot of my audiobooks and everything just from my library here. We've got a good, you can check out books, electronic, you know, Kindle books. Yeah. And that's actually why I got a Kindle last year. I asked Tim to get me a Kindle for my birthday because I had had one a long time ago and didn't really use it, but it was because I couldn't justify, I didn't want to buy that many books. You know, I just didn't have the budget to, I don't know if I'm going to like a book, so I don't really want to buy it. So I kind of got away from that. But then when I found out that our little Libby app, with our St. Louis County libraries here, anyway, you know, you can get Kindle books, you can get audio books, tons and tons and tons. I mean, just with your library card. And that was a game changer. I'm like, okay. So I have my little Kindle and I love putting stuff on there and it's easy to travel with and all that. So that's another, I guess maybe I'll put that in my top three today.
Okay.
I had other things.
Your Libby app.
The Libby app and your Kindle. For the summer, I am going to put that on there. When am I going to take off?
Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and do your top three and then I'll do my recipe after.
I think I will. Maybe I'll give you a top four.
Breaking the rules here.
We can do whatever we want. Okay. Okay. My top three.
Top three.
So I will say that number one going into summer, is my Kindle and my library app and my audiobooks and Kindle books. It's great. They're free. It's definitely worth it. You're not having to buy a ton. Love it. Let's see. Okay. My next thing I had is a seasoning, which is pretty basic. I mean, it's around. It's Chinese five spice. You know, the little.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's called Chinese five spice. Okay. I don't know why it's called that because there's like seven things in it. So.
And it's from Spice Island.
This one's a Spice Island. I know other ones make it, I'm sure. It's kind of a common, you know, it's been around a long time. And it has in it, like this one, again, I don't know why it's a five spice, because it has in it cinnamon, fennel, licorice root, anise, ginger, chili pepper, allspice, and clove. So it's got like a million things in it. But I'll tell you
Some of those are not considered spice.
What's not a spice?
Well, ginger is a root. I mean, I don't know. They
But isn't dried ginger considered a spice?
I don't know.
Don't get technical with me over there, Miss Culinary. They're all spices. Anyway, I use this on and off, and I get in kicks with it, and I forget about it because, again, it's really an odd, but you can see by the combination of things in there, it's, you know, cinnamon and cloves and allspice and fennel. It's great on like everything.
Okay.
I just put it on, if you just want, if you have a recipe, maybe you've made, that you make all the time or whatever, just add this to it. It could be like any kind of chicken. It's a
game changer.
It's a game changer. It makes it taste like sort of an Asian
influence.
You just
froze on me.
You froze too, but I can still hear you.
Okay. Now we're back.
Obviously it has kind of the Asian Indian and Asian flavorings. So it just anything. And you just put it on chicken and cook that or grill that or saute it, put it in a sauce. It just gives things a unique flavor and it's really easy. Go get you some Chinese five spice with 7 to 10 spices in it. I don't even know. So there's that. My next one is just again, going into summer, not that this is just a summer thing, but your margarita mixes. So there's just a few. I just have advice. The margarita mixes that I like to, and you can use these with by themselves, you know, non-alcoholic, you know, you can do whatever you want with them. But if you're going to do margaritas, I always now use, make sure I get the really good mixes. If I don't make my own mix, which is easy to do too, you can make your own mix out of just lime juice and orange juice and, you know, whatever you want. But it's very important to me now in my older age that I get a margarita mix that's like a really good, not those bright green situations at the store. The ones that are more like they're all natural or the whatever, you can just read the ingredients because it really should just say stuff like water, you know, pure cane sugar, agave nectar, lime juice, you know, lemon, you know, orange. It should just kind of have those ingredients. It shouldn't have like a bunch of other junk. It shouldn't say, you know, corn syrup and all this business. So I like a couple of brands. Zing Zang makes a really good one, and they make other like Bloody Mary mixes and stuff. So it's Zing Zang. And then there's one called Agalima Organic. I don't know if you can find that everywhere, but I think it's pretty much around. Agalima Organic is good. And then there's one that's just Tres Agave. Tres, like the number 3, T-R-E-S, Agave. And it's in a lot of places. So, and other ones. There's other brands. But just look at the ingredients. We don't have time for that bright green corn syrup that doesn't even taste good junk. We're grown people. We don't have time for that. Do not get the nasty, cheap ones.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Alcoholi.
Stop right now. I'm editing that out 100%. How dare you? That's a good time, summer, is what that is.
Good time, summer.
And then the last, number 4, for your bonus top 3 is just...
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
What?
Go ahead.
I can do what I want. I'm just back to watching one of my all-time favorite shows of all time. Started watching it when I was in high school, late high school, when it came on the PBS Masterpiece, all that. And it's the Agatha Christie, the Poirot mysteries. They are my favorite. They're my all-time favorite. Hercule Poirot. I love them. They're well done. They're great. They're charming. They have beautiful settings. And he's my favorite.
Well, okay.
That's all I have to say about that. And they're on BritBox. You can watch them. They're probably on some on Acorn too.
I do love BritBox.
I know, you guys.
I know.
It's like if I could just have one channel.
Yeah.
Like if I could only have one thing.
Yeah.
That's what I would
like
probably
BritBox.
Want. I know, me too. So there you go. There's your top 3. That's top 4.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a very difficult recipe.
Oh, no.
It's actually not difficult.
Okay.
You just don't want to do it by yourself.
Oh,
because
okay.
It's a lot.
Oh, okay.
So, and oh, but it is well worth it. And this is cherry chicken kebabs.
Oh, yes, I've helped you do cherry chicken.
You have.
I have and to pit the cherries.
It's very involved. So.
Okay. It's so good.
I'll give you some little noteworthy things first. When you are doing wooden skewers, you may have metal skewers, that's fine. But if you have mm-hmm. the wooden skewers, mm-hmm. make sure you soak those in water mm-hmm. for at least 30 minutes.
Very important.
At least. That keeps them from burning and all of that. So.
Okay.
Make sure you soak your wooden skewers.
Soak your skewers.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a two-part recipe. It has the kebab and the barbecue sauce. You're going to make your own barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
I recommend you make it the day before.
Uh-huh.
Just so that you're not so consumed in the kitchen.
Just because you can.
It will probably be a little better. It probably is. Don't let the flavors meld. But this is there's a lot involved in this. It's not difficult.
But it's a lot of steps.
So, yeah. And the other thing is you are going to use cherries and they have to be pitted, which is a pain in the rear end. So get fresh cherries.
Yeah.
And you could cut corners and get frozen pitted cherries, but I recommend using fresh cherries.
I feel like that would have so much water. I guess
I guess you could. So I would use fresh cherries. You're going to pit them. Get a straw, stick in the middle of it, and push that seed through.
You didn't
if you
let
have
me
a
do
metal,
that.
Do what?
You didn't give me a straw.
No,
I
know. Well, I'm changing it. You know, we're growing and learning. A straw.
Okay.
If you have a metal straw, mm-hmm. that would probably even work better.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
Those are
That's
your
good
hints.
Idea.
So okay. Let me give you your cherry cola. You are going to get a teaspoon of oil. I would use olive oil. You could use canola oil or, you know, what you have, but I would use olive oil. And then you're going to use 1.5 cups of your pitted fresh cherries. You are going to have a minced onion, 2 cloves of garlic, a bottle of chili sauce. Now, here's you another note. I usually use the Heinz chili sauce. Because it's not as spicy.
Oh, okay.
If you would rather it have some heat to it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have used the sriracha chili sauces before.
Ooh,
so
that would be
you
good.
Can get whatever you want. I just,
okay.
Heinz is a good normal, you know, not
as
spicy,
if you want it
not
more,
as hot. Yep.
Right. More like a cherry. Okay.
Yeah. Because sometimes you can have so much heat that it takes the cherry
you can't
flavor
taste
away.
The cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then you need 1/2 cup of cherry cola. I have used cheer wine, which is wonderful in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a little more expensive than like cherry Coke, or you can get, you know, some cherry flavored soda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure lots of supermarkets have their own, mm-hmm. you know, cola. You need 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, and a dash of liquid smoke.
Oh, okay. liquid smoke. I haven't used that in a million years.
I know.
Liquid smoke.
So you want to saute your onions and your cherries until they're tender. Don't add your garlic at that. You want to add your garlic toward the end of that process because garlic will burn pretty easily.
Okay.
Now, with as much liquid as the cherries are letting out, it's not going to be as huge of a deal, but I would put them in, you know, after those are tender. So when you get them tender, add your garlic and then go ahead and add your liquid ingredients there. And as you're doing that, kind of muddle your cherries or mash them with the back mm-hmm. of the spoon just mm-hmm. to get them kind of good and
mm-hmm.
mashed up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to bring it to a boil, reduce your heat to medium, let it cook probably about 15 minutes, stir it, you know, occasionally you don't have to constantly stir it. But let it thicken up, you know, mm-hmm. just to get to a nice little sauce consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And that's that. That's your.
That I may just make
sauce.
That. I may just make that sauce and like put that on just a.
It's so
grilled
good.
Chicken breast.
Yeah.
That sounds really
so good.
Just even to do that. But
yeah.
These kebabs are so good. I do love a kebab.
So,
okay.
And the kebabs, really pitting the cherries is the biggest pain. Once you get that done,
yeah,
you're just doing a lot of. You're just doing
together.
A lot of cutting. You've got
mm-hmm.
Chicken. You've got smoked sausage. I usually get the Hillshire Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to cut both of those into about 1-inch pieces. Zucchini, squash, red pepper, mm-hmm. green pepper, onion. You can put whatever vegetable. Right. Those are just generally the ones that I do. But you want to take your meats and soak them in probably about a cup of the sauce and let those sit.
Marinate those for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, while you're cutting your vegetables, that's, mm-hmm. That'll take you that long. And then you're going to thread your chicken and sausage and vegetables and cherries. You need another cup of the pitted cherries.
That's right. The cherries go on there too. Yeah. That's very important.
Cherries. And if you've not had grilled cherries.
They're so good.
They are slap your mama good.
Oh, they're really good.
They are really good. And so once you get those threaded, you're going to sprinkle them with salt and pepper and then cook them for about 5 minutes. Get your grill to about 350, 400 degrees and cook them on one side for about 5 minutes, then baste them, brush that sauce on. Oh, I got a note with that too, but brush your sauce on, flip them
and brush the sauce or brush the sauce and then flip them.
I would do both.
Just I'd baste both. It, flip. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay.
And, then cook them about 8 to 10 minutes more. What you really are looking for is that your chicken gets to 165 degrees internally.
Right. Don't die.
Okay. So that brings me back to my sauce. Separate your sauce.
Yeah.
For basting, because you're going to want to pour some on after it's cooked too.
Right.
But you don't want to cross contaminate from mm-hmm. the brush that's had been on the raw chicken to what's on the cooked chicken.
Right. So. Like, and even some to have on the table to drizzle and dip and like extra. Yeah. So that's very important at the beginning to
food
separate
safety
your
with Miss Shank.
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't mess with raw chicken.
No,
I don't play.
No, that's bad. So that's okay. It. And it's relative. I mean, it's easy, but this is a recipe you want to do when you've got,
another
pair
of
over.
Hands.
You've not got another pair of hands.
Well, kebabs in general, you're doing a lot of, like you said, a lot of cutting and then you've got to thread everything on. So it does, which I mean, really you probably, could you do that the day before? Kind of thread stuff on and just seal them up in a pan and cook them?
You could.
I think you probably could.
You could.
And they're really good though, left over, even just cold. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You get them out if you've got a bunch left over, which you won't probably have because people eat them up.
Chicken in a bag. Let me just tell y'all. I got to tell you. Ron Shank grilled a bunch of chicken the other day when Holly was here. And I walk outside the next day and Holly is sitting out by the pool with this Ziploc bag in her hand. And I said, what are you doing? She was eating. So I said, what are you eating? She said, chicken in a bag. She just had the bag, the Ziploc bag of cold chicken.
It was so good.
Eating chicken in a bag.
I did say chicken in a bag quite a bit because I had my little Ziploc with my chicken. Y'all was good. These people understand. There was the leftovers, and I took the little bag and had the
did
little.
Did you heat it up? And she's no, it's chicken in a bag.
It's chicken in a bag. I think I even got in the floaty and ate some chicken in a bag too.
I think you were floating in my pool eating chicken in a bag.
Oh, we ain't first class, but we ain't white trash people. Okay. Well, maybe we are.
Maybe you are.
I definitely am. Listen, there was no need to, like picnic chicken, especially if it's been grilled and smoked or whatever. Like, it's good cold. Yeah. It's delicious. I had no problem. But she made fun of my chicken in a bag. She's like, what are you doing?
My grandma, there are all these like food safety. Don't let food sit at, my grandmother would fry chicken for lunch and then she would clean the kitchen and set the leftover fried chicken, on top of the stove for when we came in after school. Hey, honey, you want some fried chicken?
Yeah.
And of course we did. We had that cold fried chicken.
And you probably never got sick from it.
I never got sick from it.
Because it was fried. I don't know. I know. People, I'm pretty particular about meat and stuff.
Ooh,
but
chicken in a bag.
This was in the fridge. This was fine. It was a chicken in a bag. It saved you. I didn't have to get a plate out. Everything was fine. Maybe that'll be my recipe next week.
Do it. Chicken in a bag.
Chicken in a bag. You can put your shish kebabs in, your cherry kebabs in a bag afterwards. Uh-huh. Take them off the stick and just put them in a bag.
I can mail them to Ron. I can have Ron put them on their little ice things that they ship caviar to. And I can send you chicken in a bag.
Please send me chicken cherry kebabs in a bag. That made me so happy. Oh, God. This is what it's come to. Factor Meals, are come have come. We've had 1 week of them.
Oh, good.
Speaking
good.
Of easy, because I'm just like, mm-hmm. I cannot. They're going to save us through the wedding. I'll tell you that yes. right now. Just because. And yeah. Tim has liked them.
Good.
He's not complained one bit about, yeah. you know, them being smallish or whatever. I mean, you know, it may not be Listen, for forever, but.
Last night I ate the pesto pork chop.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. It was good. Yeah, I'm just telling you.
They've been good. And again, just the idea of having that in there. The other day I got home from shopping all day. Let me tell you what. Oh, this is a whole nother topic. But now that we've got other stuff, I didn't think we had stuff to talk about. But I was shopping all day. I mean, I wore myself out. Again, trying to find a ding-dang dress for this wedding. I'm close. Don't worry about it. And, but anyway, and I got home and Tim was home. Anyway, I'd run all over anyway. And there was nothing better than just turning that oven on to 375.
Yeah.
Taking that plastic off and sitting down and eating that. Had my margarita mix, had my margarita. Everything was good. Cleaned it up and was done. And it was just like, oh. Yeah. And yep. I was fine. I was satisfied. I was just like, that was so great. Let me tell you what's depressing. Going into old malls, like shopping malls,
yeah.
I find them depressing.
Nobody's there.
Well, there was people there. So I went, I had to run. I'm trying to find a dress. There's only so many.
Yeah.
Where do you find a dress? Anyway, I've ordered some stuff off Amazon now. I think we're good. But I went to a Dillard's. I hadn't been to a Dillard's at the Galleria, which is an old, not old, old, but like the Dillard. Anyway,
I remember when it was new and it was awesome. In
exactly.
St. Louis.
Me too. My dad designed it, actually.
Yeah, I know.
So he designed the Galleria here in St. Louis. But anyway, that Dillard's has been there forever. And it's really low and the ceilings are low. Anyway, I walked the whole mall. I did stuff and it's a prettier mall. The gallery is still a pretty, you know, mall, even though it's got some, again, just malls in general. It just was so many stores and it was kind of like you said, it was empty. You know, I mean, I was there on like a, you know, middle of a weekday, whatever. And then I had to go to another mall, to the other Dillard's, because I wanted to look there. I went to South County Mall, which is a really old mall. And it was just like that old 80s feeling.
Yeah.
Like little steps going places and around. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And let me tell you what, I came out of the Dillard's or one of the store to get to the other store, like a Penny's or something, whatever. I walk out and to my left is like this little random food court, which is just gross and depressing. I'm just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. And I walk and right outside the food court, outside the shop, the store I was coming out of, is those little kiosks, you know, those little things that are all down the middle of the malls selling stuff. And I kid you not, Joni, it was some kind of foot cleaning, massaging something. I saw a dude in some sandals and there was a bucket of water and I was like, no, ma'am.
Nope.
What is going on?
You didn't get a little pedicure there, huh?
No, ma'am. It was a dude. And it's the food court is right there. I'm like, what is going on? I got to get out of here. It was so depressing. And it smelled. And I was just like, I'm not. Feet. I don't want to see feet by the food court. I don't want
love
that.
It
was
disturbing.
No, I did not love it. I thought of you a lot, though, because I'm like, you would have died. At the whole parking
right.
and the crowds. And anyway, it's fine. I know a lot of, but you know, the age of, we have another mall up here that I go to more often when I go, West County Mall, which is, thriving. It's full. It's not dead. It doesn't look or feel dead like the other. And the Galleria doesn't look dead. It's got a lot of store, you know, it's still pretty much thriving, I guess. I don't know. But I just think the age of the mall is over. You know, they had their prime in the 80s.
Yeah.
Into the 90s.
Yeah, but what do you do with all these mega places now, you know?
I
don't know.
You read
but
it
hey,
up them.
You know, I want to close out with an update here.
Yeah, give it to us, please. Because then I got to go. You know what I got to do today? I got to go return dang dresses to the mall.
So last week, if you listened to us last week, and we were talking about going to the Buford Pusser Festival, and we went to his house and we saw the car, and I had a little moment because he came to my parents' drugstore, and my dad let us ride with Buford Pusser in his car when he was on a hit list.
Right.
And a week later, he died in a car accident that they're pretty sure they can't prove it, but they are pretty sure it was a hit. Mm-hmm. And as I'm standing there looking at this burnt out automobile, I looked at Holly and I said, why in the world would my parents let me ride in a car with a man who'd had a hit on him? And I mean, his wife had been killed a few years earlier in the car, in a car. And so we get home later after the podcast where we discuss that. And my mother comes over and we're all in the pool. And I said, Mom, why did y'all let us ride with Buford Pusser in his car, knowing what you knew about all of this? And you know what my mother said? She said, well, it was a pretty car.
She did. We're floating in the pool.
It was a pretty car. And they weren't after. They weren't after him in Savannah.
They weren't coming. They weren't coming over here for him. And we were like, okay, okay, Miss Dottie.
It was a pretty car.
It was a pretty car. You know what? I feel I support that priority.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just got to get in the car.
You get in. Well, I did.
You did. That's
so,
a good
episode. Anyway, and that is it. So let's conclude episode 41.
Let's wrap it with a bow. And stick
wrap
it in your
it
pipe
in maroon
and smoke
and white.
Don't smoke.
Okay. I don't know.
Talk to you guys.
I'm making Mississippi State references and Holly's smoking something and I don't know what it is.
Sorry, y'all. I got to gear up because I got to get to the mall again. Have a great week. We will talk to you guys soon. Summer is here. Let's enjoy it. And we will be back with you next week. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, Alcali.
All right. Wish me luck at the mall.
Good luck. I'll be in the pool.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Rude.